Modeling the behavior of the coronavirus remains another challenge, both here in Hawaii and around the world. But according to some models, we now have the fastest growing infection rate in the country. That's the topic of today's reality check with Honolulu Civil Beat data reporter Yuhyun Jung. Good morning, and thanks for joining us, Yuhyun.
Hi, Bill. Thanks for having me today.
So right at the top of your story, you use the phrase, an alarming new phase of the pandemic. Where are we from a data standpoint?
Well, there are multiple data points telling us that there's a huge spike in cases and also the infection rate, as you mentioned before, and also the test positivity rate. So there are multiple reasons for us to think that we are in a different state of the pandemic than we previously were.
And, you know, as folks report on the growth of this, the number of cases, it almost becomes sort of a grim daily box score. We just heard 202 new cases today. But again, as you mentioned, that's just one data point. Others, the percentage of tests coming back positive, for instance.
Right. There are multiple data points to consider. So if you think about the 202 figure, for instance, that's just one metric. And, you know, what's really grabbing people's attention right now is the infection rate or the effective reproduction rate, or RT, as epidemiologists call it. Basically, that's the statistical estimate of how many people an already infected person would spread the virus to. And different models are basically projecting that Hawaii has the highest rate in the country. And across the board, the agreed upon baseline is 1. So if that value is above 1, it means COVID-19 is likely to spread more quickly. And the area should expect to see many, many more cases. And if it's below 1, it's less likely. So as of right now, I'm looking at the model from RT Live, and it says the infection rate for Hawaii is at 1.29. And that's down from 1.4 yesterday. So Hawaii still is at the top of the list among the states, followed by Minnesota and South Dakota. So if you this rate is something that a lot of folks have been reporting on, and it's just one metric that we should look at. But because all these models calculate a little bit differently, experts are saying don't obsess too much over these values, but rather look at what the trends are showing. And if you look at the graph, it does show an upward trend, and it's definitely showing that COVID-19 is a problem in Hawaii.
You know, it's interesting, as you point out in your piece, Nick Redding over at the Hawaii Data Collaborative said that his team doesn't use that RT rate in their dashboard because of a degree of uncertainty associated with that.
It's true. What he told me is that he uses in his dashboard more absolute figures than forecasting figures like the RT, because that's better left to folks like HIPAM, the modeling group, and his team likes to focus on things that are, you know, concrete. So that's the difference there.
And as you say, the bottom line with a lot of this is to step back and look at the trend lines, and those continue to rise.
Absolutely. We can obsess over the raw figures, but what experts are really cautioning us to do is to really, as you said, step back, look at the trend lines. But the trend lines definitely show us that it's going up. And if you go to the Hawaii Data Collaborative website and look at all these different charts and graphs, you will see that there are definitely spikes and that there is cause for concern, and we should definitely modify our behavior accordingly.
Data reporter Yuhyun Jung with today's reality check, and you can read her story at civilbeat.org. And Yuhyun, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.